The problem that we had is things tend to niche out around a local base, and we had the same ideas over and over again from the same offerers. Reaching into the small business community was almost non-existent for professional services. We began to push, because we saw some small businesses who were very capable in this arena, began to push our folks to move in that direction. There was a degree of discomfort in doing that because we've never worked with them before. We're not real sure they can do the job. And there was some hesitancy. But as we began to build steam, then it just helped us across the board. About 2.5 years ago, Dr. Butler at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base and General Masiello sat down and said, hey, we need to look at how we can do our acquisitions in an enterprise fashion, not base by base, but across the entire acquisition enterprise. So they began to look at that, and they came up with a number of different ideas. And one of the things that sprung out of that was the idea of looking at Oasis. The team that was doing the actual research said, hey, we'll go look at it, and they did that. Determined, hey, this will work really well for what we want to do. It meets our timeline, which our internal program couldn't meet our timeline, and delivers us the capability that we need. So we took that idea and we then sent it out to our folks in the Space and Missile Center. We sent it down to ACC at Langley, the Air Combat Command folks. We sent it to AMC, PACAF, USAFE, all of the folks across the Air Force, and said, does this look like something that would be beneficial to you? Every office that we sent it to, when they understood what GSA Oasis offered, said this will save us a tremendous amount of time and effort internally and put a tool in our hands that will help us get competitively awarded contracts with a vigorous competition to highly capable and vetted companies, which is what GSA Oasis is doing, vetting those companies. Will allow us with the Pool 6 to reach into the small business community in an aggressive fashion. We've set it up now in a way that is appealing to the warfighter. It's appealing to our planners. It's appealing to all of our acquisition professionals. And as a result, we believe this will be a very valuable tool for us. And then Mr. Jinman at OSD and Mr. Galoney and I went over to the Hill and talked with the folks, the professional staffers in the HAS, to kind of explain what we were doing. And when they understood what we were doing, they were very pleased. And I think if all goes well here, we'll see more within DOD who actually move in the direction of this tool.
If memory serves, OSD has told the other services the Air Force is doing service contracting better than a lot of organizations are. You need to go emulate the fact that they have a central senior official for service contracting. Moving this to GSA, how much of that internal organic capability are you offloading, allowing to atrophy? Is any of that happening?
Yeah, actually, we will not be atrophying any of that capability. It partners with the capability that we've built. One of the things that is a requirement for the Air Force offices to use GSA Oasis is for them to have an office at the location that will help to run the acquisitions for those task orders to reach into the Oasis contract. So that capability will still be there. That will not go away. It reduces the manpower requirement significantly in that they don't have to go through award of the multiple award contract that doesn't represent any work. When you put the MAC out there, it's just an instrument that you could use later on. They do that for us, and then we reach out with our teams and do the task orders. The value here is the flexibility that they've built into the Oasis contract regarding the method of source selection we use on the task orders and the type of contract that we use, the way that we price it. We're going to use cost plus. We're going to use fixed price. You know, every contract type is available to us under this instrument. So it provides us great flexibility, and our teams will be able to utilize that in crafting their way forward. And, oh, by the way, the other services have come a long way since OSD told them to go follow our lead. We're learning an awful lot from them as well now. So.
Can you give me some kind of a sense of, you know, when you look at the overall service contracting pie in the Air Force, what proportion of it is made up by these complex professional services? How big of a piece is this?
The complex professional services fall underneath our knowledge-based service portfolio. Knowledge-based services within the Air Force approximate $8 billion. Of that, some of that is training services, some is security services. I would say the professional services portion of that is probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to 60% of that $8 billion. far more than what we should be spending in today's environment, and we're working to bring that down. This helps us bring that down in a way that is very attractive. We get to keep the FTEs going through small businesses who typically have lower overheads, and a different pricing structure helps us to reach more of the FTEs for a lower price. The competition keeps everybody honest, and performance management that we apply will keep everyone delivering what they promise. So we think it'll be a good long-term relationship that will get us more bang for the few bucks that we have.
I just want to be clear, is there now a mandate in the Air Force that says if you can buy something through OASIS, you must use OASIS?
I wouldn't say it that strong. What I would say is we believe that that is the primary source for professional services in the Air Force at this point in time. The reason for that, we believe it's a tool that will save an awful lot of time and effort on the part of our folks in the field, and it's a tool that's readily available that delivers value.
So you're not foreclosing any existing options that you have pre-existing options that you had to buy services?
We have contracts that are in place. We will not terminate any of those contracts. As those contracts come to an end, then my question to anyone who comes in to see me will be, have you considered OASIS? If not, why not? And why did you not choose OASIS? And there may be reasons why they wouldn't, but they need to articulate those clearly, and they need to make a business case for why they move in a direction other than OASIS.
There are still at least a couple pending protests against OASIS. Did that weigh in your mind at all about jumping in with both feet before those are completely resolved?
Now, we were sold on the idea before, and we believe that the protest should be resolved in favor of the government in this particular acquisition. We looked very carefully at the issues that were broached by the offerors who protested, and we believe we're standing on good solid ground for what we're doing. We're offering a better alternative for the taxpayer in terms of the savings that it will generate in terms of resources to the agencies that are involved, and it affords an opportunity for folks to compete and prove their worth and get involved in a contract that will be beneficial both to the government and to the industry that's involved.